Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to another segment of Broadcasting Politics with Cisco and Falzon Hour. The Falzon and Cisco Hour is on. Tonight, we have an interesting guest, Dr. Stephen Hutsey, MD, the founder and CEO of Hutsey Health and Wellness Center in Houston, Texas. Dr. Hutsey is the best-selling author of Hormones, Health, and Happiness. He'll be on very soon. He'll be calling in. So there's so much going on. Of course, COVID is one of the things that is actually taking a lot of our attention. And that's not unusual because COVID has been the focus for quite a while, going on 2 years now. So it will continue until the Great Reset comes into play. And that is, I'm guessing that they're moving really quick on this whole Great Reset, but there's been some obstacles. The number of people that are not getting vaccinated after the first dose, it's over 5 million people. And there's a huge number also of military members, over 40%, that are not going to take the vaccine in the general population in the United States. But not just in the United States, around the world too, there's a pushback. In Germany, as a matter of fact, the German police, the head of the German police union has called for a total ban on all anti-lockdown protests because people are not wearing masks and they're not keeping the 6-foot distancing, which, by the way, doesn't work. As we can see, in the case of a country in the Indian Ocean that has the most vaccinated people in the world. And guess what? These individuals are basically, at this point, they're getting infected. They're getting infected. So, yeah, it's really, really horrible. There's a surge among the vaccinated people in this country. I'm trying to recall the name, Stichelia site, but it's really, really, it's embarrassing. It's totally embarrassing. Because what have we heard from the very beginning? We need to get everyone vaccinated so we can get back to normal, whatever they call normal. But it's been the other way around. It's been the other way around. In this country, they're back to basically, they're on lockdown again. So what does that actually mean? They're fully vaccinated, but there's an upsurge in cases of COVID. Could it be that the COVID vaccine that they injected, the killer shot, or the jab, has anything to do with it? Because, again, they're the most vaccinated country in the world, and people are getting COVID. So is it the COVID vaccine that's not effective? I mean, I believe it's AstraZeneca and a CCTP, Chinese Communist Party virus vaccine that they have injected. So interesting development. Welcome 254-654-732-539. Just going through my little analog. The doctor should be here. He's going to be calling me. I spoke to him. He has multiple interviews, but he told me that he will be calling in. As soon as he does, I will bring him in. Now, the other aspect of this, which is really, really sickening, is the fact that in New York, of all places, they're going to have a vaccinating segregation sections if you want to go see the Yankees or the Mets. So the unvaccinated people would be on one section of the stadium, and the unvaccinated people would be on another section. Now, what did we get away from segregating people? I thought we did. Now we're back to what was happening in the 1950s and 60s? This is crazy. This is totally out of a Twilight Zone segment episode. Oh my God. You know, the cases every day, I'm not surprised. The information that I get, the information that I can provide our listeners, is just totally remarkable. And you won't hear this. You will not hear this with the fake news outlets. You will not. Why? Guess who pays their salary? Who pays the main fake news media salary? Oh, it's the pharma industry. Pharma industry pays a lot. I mean, since I was a kid, I always see drug commercials. And I was wondering, wow, there's so many, you know, as a kid, I was like, I would ask my father, so many commercials, and they're about medicine and all of this. And I didn't put things together at that point. But when I had my critical thinking class in college, I asked the professor, and he said, well, whatever commercials you see on TV or whatever they're promoting that is good, you got to find out who's paying for those commercials. And I did. I started looking into it, and I was like, oh, no wonder they're saying that coffee is good for you. If you drink, it's good for your heart. It's good for your health. Let me find out who pays for that commercial. Oh, the coffee industry. No wonder. They're not going to say coffee is bad for you, but drink it anyway. So, yes, the media will not be negative. There's a narrative that has to be followed. I mean, CNN just came out. They did an undercover by Project Veritas. Project Veritas is an organization that does a lot of undercover work with different characters. You never know who. James O'Keefe is the director of Project Veritas, and they go into different, especially left-wing communist media outlets, and they'll go undercover and basically document a lot of stuff. So they did. They went into CNN. They got on a Zoom call. They also interviewed people pretending that they were part of CNN. And they discovered that basically everything in regards to COVID is to inflate the numbers, to create fear. And that didn't go well with the Communist News Network, a.k.a. CNN. That was basically, it opened Pandora's box. So again, the information that you're getting here with this program, you will not get in the mainstream media, in the fake mainstream media. Another development that's really intriguing, and I've been following, is the fact that countries all over the world, we're beginning to see some revolt. I mean, in Holland, there's a lot. But I wonder why in the United States people are not on the streets. Why is that? And I can't find the answer for it. It's just, is it mind control? Is it basically brainwash, indoctrination? And I came to the conclusion, it has to be the fake news. I mean, they have total control over this, not all the citizens of the United States, but a good number of them. So, yes, it's definitely not a pretty picture, but this thing is very alarming, very alarming. The thing about segregating vaccinated individuals with unvaccinated individuals in a baseball stadium. And guess what? That's going to have a problem with other sports. I'm quite sure they're going to follow the model. Remember who's telling you that. It's not going to be pretty to now you have to go. But then at the other hand, I was thinking also when I heard that, I'm like, maybe that's not a bad idea, because then we've been hearing a lot about, and as a matter of fact, Pfizer has a document, a PDF document out there about vaccinated people shedding and infecting unvaccinated people. So you know what? That may not be a bad thing. But again, as you're walking out of the stadium, you're going to encounter some of them. So that presents a huge issue. I think when it comes to liberty and freedom, I mean, that's a violation of our human liberties. And again, I think humanity is fighting for its life all over the world. You may say, well, I don't really care about what happens in the rest of the world. I only care what happens in the United States. Well, this issue is not just a United States issue. This is a global issue. And it's going to have a big impact because humanity, like I said, is fighting for its life. Humans. And this is progressively getting worse. You know, I want to be positive about it. But when Governor Cuomo, who's the governor of New York, the state of New York, comes out and says, no, we need to have vaccination segregation. And then when we have CNN telling us that if you have any family member that has not been vaccinated, don't even talk to them. Don't even associate yourself with them. This is the Communist News Network pushing these tactics, dividing and fracturing families over a virus that has a 99.5 survival rate. Okay? That's where I have an issue. I have an issue with this push, which, again, I've said it from the very beginning, and I've had guests on the program. This is part of the depopulation movement. And if people don't get it by now, the push for it is great. And these individuals, these puppets, the Cuomos of the world, the Whitman, Christy Whitman from Michigan of the world, all these governors, left-wing communist governors, and some rhinos, Republican name only, these individuals are basically doing the dirty work for the globalists who are pushing this agenda on a global scale. If we do not wake up from this nightmare, like I said, it feels like another episode of the Twilight Zone. Humanity will be destroyed, totally destroyed. So, audience, really wake up. 254-654, do you have a comment or question in regards to what I have just discussed before until the doctor comes on the air?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. So everyone out there is listening to
sorry about that.
No problem. So we'll definitely catch up on other things. In other news, we're looking at, by the way, tomorrow we have another excellent guest. It's the cryptocurrency expert. The cryptocurrency expert will be on the air tomorrow. His name is Joe Stroud. And I'm looking forward to that. But, hey, crypto has shut up. Everyone is there. Okay.
What are you up to, my friend, and how may I serve you?
I'm glad I have a couple of callers just waiting to talk to you. They don't want to talk to me. They want to talk to you.
Well, how do they even know who I am?
Oh, they know who you are. I've been promoting you. You know, you have become someone that I really enjoy reading your articles and reading who you are. And I'm going to purchase that excellent book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness.
Sure. Give me your address and I'll mail you a copy.
Fantastic. So, welcome.
So when are you going to get? Okay, are you on the program now?
We are on the air.
Good.
All right. So, I briefly described your incredible bio, but please go ahead and you'll do it better than me.
Well, listen. This is Dr. Steve Hoxie, Houston, Texas. Founder and CEO of Hoxie Health and Wellness Center in Houston, which was established in 1989. We have Hoxie Health and Wellness Center, we have Hoxie Vitamins, and we have Physicians Preference International Pharmacy, where we compound preparations. I do believe that everyone deserves to have a physician and a staff of professionals, Ruben, who have the know-how, wherewithal, and the expertise to coach them on a path of health and wellness naturally without pharmaceutical drugs. So as you mature, you got energy, vitality, and you're in enthusiastic about life. So we have a program here. We treat for airborne and food allergies. We treat for yeast problems from too many antibiotics. We treat for natural thyroid hormone supplementation. We treat with natural sex hormone replacement and balancing. Treat for adrenal fatigue, vitamin and mineral supplementation, and a nutritionally balanced eating program. The whole goal we have in all our guests, and we call our patients guests, Ruben, is to help them get on a path of health and wellness naturally. That's what we do. Now, I've been very involved, obviously, because I believe in natural approaches to health and a healthy immune system. That's our goal. Our primary goal with all our guests is to make sure they have a healthy immune system and increased energy level. If you've got a good, healthy immune system, you don't have to worry about anything.
Exactly.
You're not going to get sick. If you do, you're going to get over it. And if you got a good energy level, then your immune system is going to be healthy. You're going to be healthy. So that's the main thrust of what we do, and this is what you don't hear from these public health officials. They never talk about what you can do to be healthy, except,
right.
Oh, you've got to take this experimental COVID-19 gene-modifying injection, which is the most dangerous thing you can do. I'd stay as far away from that as I would a rattlesnake in West Texas. If you want to die young, just go ahead and get that injection, sir. That'll do it. I promise you, and I can explain why.
Well, like I said, I have callers that are just waiting to speak to you. One of the things that I want to touch right off the bat is this whole thing about the shedding. shedding from vaccinated folks to unvaccinated. I find it very intriguing that that would happen, but if you can elaborate on it.
Can. First, you have to understand what the injection is. It is not a vaccine. A vaccine is when you take a killed virus, bacteria, or other organism that's a pathogen that's infectious and causes infections and disease. You take a killed version of that or a portion of that and you inject it. That causes your immune system to respond. Your innate immune system, that's your macrophages, your white blood cells, attack that and kill it. If they don't, those are the sentinels. Those are the foot soldiers. You've also got snipers. That's your humoral antibody system where you make antibodies. So you have, that's your snipers. So you've got your innate immune system and you've got your adaptive immune system, and they both work together to whack anything that comes in your body that's potentially dangerous. It's not you. Well, then if you have a true vaccine, then it makes you immune. You're immune to that disease if you come in contact with it, and you don't transmit it. This is not a vaccine by those definitions. It is an injection of mRNA, which is a genetic code that is injected into your body that gets into the cells of your body and hijacks your cells and causes your cells, organelles in your cells, called ribosomes, to produce the spike protein of the virus. Now,
right.
Here's a question. Why in the world would you want to be producing the spike protein of the coronavirus, which is the dangerous part of the coronavirus that binds to receptors in your cells, gets into your cells, and causes your cells to become sick? Why would you want to be a manufacturer of this spike protein? And here's what happens. You make this spike protein, and the spike protein then can be exuded out of your body, secreted. In your saliva, in your breath, in your sweat, urine, feces, this will come out, and when it comes out, it can adversely affect someone who has not received the injection, and we know that because Pfizer has, when they did their studies on this particular. Experimental injection, and it's experimental. Let me explain why. It has not been approved. It says in Pfizer's documents, Moderna's documents, and in Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, go to their websites. They all call it a vaccine, though it's not a vaccine. They call it because they don't want to have any public product liability when you're damaged, injured, or killed from it. And so that gives them – they don't have any liability by federal law. So anyway – it says on their website that this is not, N-O-T, not, capital N, capital O, capital T, exclamation point. This is not an approved FDA vaccine. It's not approved by the FDA. Did you hear that? This experimental injection is not approved by the FDA. If it were approved, it wouldn't be experimental.
Right.
You have to go through animal studies. And then after that, that takes a year or two, then you do human studies. You do trials and see if it's safe. There were no published animal studies done, and they did all the – they went immediately to humans, and they're given this injection now, and they did no long-term studies. Guess who the guinea pig is now? Humans. Now, why do you have to do animal studies? To find out if the treatment, whether it's a drug, whether it's a medical procedure – whether it's a medical equipment, whether it's a vaccine, you've got to test it on animals to see what potential adverse effects there are. Now, this is not the first coronavirus, Ruben, in listening audience, that's ever been around. There was a coronavirus in 2002, and it was called the severe acute respiratory syndrome, COVID-1, back in 2002. Well, they decided they were going to build a vaccine for this, and they used mRNA, which is a genetic modified code that's made in a lab that they gave injections to ferrets. Well, they injected them. They did it 3 weeks later, then tested their blood in a month, and they all had antibodies, and they said, okay, Now let's re-expose them to the coronavirus that caused SARS-1. They re-exposed them, and they died. And guess what? They said, we're not going to give this to humans. Well, then in 2012 rolls around, Middle East respiratory syndrome caused by another coronavirus. This is not the first coronavirus that's been around the corner. This isn't its first rodeo. The coronavirus has caused problems. Four of them caused a common cold. So coronaviruses have been around as long as people have known about viruses. They've probably been around here since the beginning of time. But anyway, when they had the MERS, they tried another mRNA injection, experimental injection, to see if they could, quote-unquote, vaccinate. Guess what? They did the same thing. They gave them a couple of shots to the cats. They waited a month and reintroduced the coronavirus to them. Guess what happened? They died.
Oh, they didn't give
it to humans. We can't give it to humans. This time, they didn't even do any animal trials. It's an unapproved treatment. It is authorized, and people say, well, I thought with FDA said, they authorized it under the Emergency Utilization Authorization Act. It's done on an emergency basis, but it hasn't been approved. Who pushed it through? Probably Donald Trump and that bunch, you know, Bill Gates and the whole bunch, you know, Fauci. They pushed this thing through, and it's going to, and what it does is it hijacks your cells, and it causes your cells to produce the spike protein of the coronavirus COVID-2. And guess what? That causes the, we don't know how long it causes it to make that protein. No studies have been done. We don't know if it lasts a day, a week, a month, and everybody could be different. But what happens, you're making the spike protein, and that spike protein then causes your immune system to be hyperreactive. So the next time, this is what happened with these animals, next time you're exposed in the real world, out in the wild, you get one of the viruses come in, you get a hyperreaction, and it could be a variant, and your body can't even fight it off, and it whacks you. That's what we're concerned, and I'm not the only person that's talked about this. I've read numerous world-renowned virologists, epidemiologists, who've talked about the dangers of this. As a matter of fact, Michael Yeadon, Y-E-A-D-O-N, Dr. Michael Yeadon, was a former vice president of Pfizer, which has one of the experimental COVID injections, and he was in charge of their scientific operations on respiratory. He was involved in this. Then he left them in 2011, set up his own company, sold it in 2019 for $325 million. Guy's well-heeled. He lives in England. If I were him, I'd be just off on a boat somewhere enjoying life. But no, he stepped into the fight and he said, the government is lying to you. This is a dangerous treatment. You can't do it. They're lying to you. They're going to kill you. And I happen to believe this whole thing, just from everything I've read about Bill Gates and the nefarious activities he's been involved in, the Chinese government, this was all planned out. This is nothing in politics happens by accident. This is all planned out, and I believe it has to do with Bill Gates and the One World Order's desire to depopulate the world. And they're going to use this method to do that. And guess what? It's going to even affect people that don't take the injection. Why? Because they're going to be around other people that are transmitting this spike protein through their breath or their saliva or their sweat or their stools or their urine, and this can be particularly harmful to individuals that live with somebody that received the injection. That's who it's going to be the hardest on. It's going to affect you if you pass somebody in the store? Probably not. But if you're in constant contact, sleeping beside somebody that is giving off these spike proteins, and we know this has already happened. I've been informed by numerous doctors who treat particularly women that they have had women that have not received the injection are having irregular menstrual cycles. They've had miscarriages. They broke out in rashes. They've had severe headaches. They become sick, and they didn't take the shot, but their spouse did.
Right.
Or they were working in an environment where everybody in the environment had taken the injection. So that's why I say, look, this is an why would you let anybody experiment on your body if you're healthy? Look, I can give you. We got called by a fellow yesterday, a mother of a young man who goes to an Ivy League school. He plays baseball. She wants him to have a a note that he doesn't have to take the injection because the school is going to require it. His
right.
best friend was on the baseball team with him, took the injection a month ago, retook it last week, felt sick, was real sick, was in bed, called his dad. His dad came by. He was dead.
Oh, my
and
God.
And they took him to the emergency. They took him. They did an autopsy. They said, well, he died of a blood clot. And they said, well, it was caused by the injection. Oh, no, he had had an injury. And he had a hip injury. The hospital said it came from his hip injury a year ago. I mean, this is the way they're covering this stuff up, sir. And right now, you go to VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Affection Event Board. Guess what? You look on there right now, they have 118,900 individuals that have reported adverse reactions. If you know anything about the VAERS board, only 1% of the people report any adverse reactions, 1% of the doctors. Somebody has a problem, they don't know who to call. Would you?
Right.
You get a shot, you feel sick for a few days, you're going to call up VAERS? What is it? You've never heard of it before. And they've done studies and they've proven that only 1% of the people that have these adverse reactions call. They've already had 3,500 deaths since December that have been reported. How many deaths have there been that haven't been reported? Is it 10 times that many? Have there been 35,000 deaths? Is it 100 times, like it's only 1% of the reported? Could there be 300,000 deaths? I don't know, but I know this. As soon as this thing came out, I had two friends of mine who I know, and they weren't guests of ours at the center. They got the shot, and guess what? They woke up dead 2 days later.
Wow.
Well, you wake up dead. Their spouses tried to wake them up. They didn't wake up.
Dr. Hathi, one of the scary part of this whole process of since COVID, the so-called pandemic came into the effect was
plandemic.
The attack on doctors like yourself. I mean, we have Dr. Mercola now taking off from his website anything related to vitamin D, anything related to zinc. Have you been encountering similar threats? Because now there's threats against individuals like you that basically want to take a wellness approach, a natural approach.
Reuben, I've been doing this. I've been fighting for 45 years for constitutional rights and conservative values since Ronald Reagan. I've been in the battle so much. My name's been all over the front page. Bring it on. All I got to say, I'm not backing down to anybody. I'm going to stand up and tell the truth. I happen to be a Christian. I know this. In the fear of the Lord, there's strong confidence, and he's going to protect me. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to stand up and tell the truth. You're not going to threaten me, and I feel terrible that I'm disappointed that Mercola would back down over vitamin D, for crying out loud. What's he going to back down over next? You can't back down. You've got to tell the truth. This is the truth. Now, I don't know if the FT, it could be that the Federal Trade Commission caused him to pull that down. I don't know why he pulled it down. I don't know if it was threats from the Federal Trade Commission. They've called us up. Well, you can't say that ivermectin helps prevent, you can't say hydroxychloroquine. Well, just watch me. What do you mean I can't say that? Well, we'll sue you. Okay, come on. Bring it on.
Yeah.
It's all intimidation. We do have a First Amendment right, contrary to what all the woke politicians want to say and all the cancel culture and the communist left, what they're promoting. Hey, what we need to do is have men and women of courage. If all it takes for evil to triumph is for good men and women to do nothing. If you don't want to stand up to these people, you're going to get what you deserve. You're going to get a totalitarian government. Stand up for crying out loud in a bucket. Take your dying masks off, folks. When you go into – some of you walk into a restaurant, somebody says, you've got to put on a mask. I look at them and I say, no, I don't. I'm not putting on a mask. Do you understand? Besides that, I never have. But now you can say, the governor said we don't have to wear a mask. I'm not wearing a mask.
Right.
Okay.
254-654.
I have a question.
Yeah,
ask it.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Go ahead. Go ahead. 254-654 or 732. Yeah, go ahead.
254 is here. Which one?
Let's go 254. Go ahead.
Yes, I was wondering if it was kind of like a chemical warfare as far as the that it's a virus. That's what was my question.
Well, okay. This is a bio warfare, bioterror warfare. Is what's going
yes.
on. China came up with this. There's plenty of more. I mean, you've got all kinds of smoke. Where there's smoke, there's fire. This came out. We know that Fauci, they were doing this over in North Carolina. They were working on this virus, and then the government said, you can't do it. They sent it over to the Wuhan lab. They even gave them money. Millions of dollars came out from Fauci's department. I don't know if it was the CDC or the NIH, but they helped fund the research over there, and they came up with this biological agent to terrorize the West. And the communists, you think this is by accident this happened and it went all over the world and all the narrative was the same in every country? The only people that didn't buy into it was South Dakota and Sweden.
Yeah.
Everybody else in the world, those two countries did buy into it. I mean, give me a break. It was so obvious. They had the same lines on every station you listen to, the same. It's all written. It's all scripted. If you don't think it is, then you got your head in the sand. This is all part of the Great Reset. And if
yeah.
you don't think there's the Great Reset's it's just a conspiracy theory. It was on the front page of Time magazine last year for crying out loud in a bucket. Good night. Read these guys. Go to TED Talks and listen to Bill Gates and listen to everything that he says about depopulation. Go see what he did in India and how his vaccination over there lit for polio. Absolutely. There were hundreds of thousands of young individuals that it paralyzed and gave them polio. And he was thrown out of the country by the parliament there. He can't go in. He is persona non grata in India. He is
right.
evil. He's a criminal. He ought to be charged with crimes against humanity. He knows what he's doing. This is all part of this great eugenic depopulation. And you folks don't
I
know
agree.
About it, just go read about it. It's there. It's all they're living out loud. Hey, what is his patent in April, that he got in March of 2020? The patent is on. It's on being able to use computer and to use the networks to be able to see a person's body temperature, body functioning, also cryptocurrency. It will all be done in a chip that they're going to put in your body. Once the mandates come out, then they're going to say the easiest way to do is put a chip in. And guess what the patent number on his chip is? And I can't make this up. It's W02006066. 666. Hello. I mean, just go read Revelation 13.
Oh,
read about 666. Now, look, you can go, I told this to my son. He goes, Dad, you sound crazy saying that. I said, son, go look it up. Look up Bill Gates' patent, W02006066. He looked up, oh, yeah, it's there. Yeah. That's the number. He's living out loud. My goodness. These people are occultists. Look, the thief comes to do what? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the enemy, Satan, the enemy, the demonic forces. There's good and evil, folks, and we got a battle going on between good and evil. And on one side, you got Satan and all the forces of darkness. And on the other side, you have God and Christ and the forces of righteousness. You got to choose which side you're on. You can't be in the middle. And some people have their foot in both sides, you know. And as for me and my household, I'm going to say what Joshua said. We're going to serve the Lord. Thank you.
It's coming down to that. You have to decide if you're on the good side or the bad side. 732-539, you have a question for Dr. Hussey.
Well,
hello?
I have a question. Yes. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry?
732-539. Okay. We'll be back to you. 908-433. Do you have a question for Dr. Hussey?
I'm sorry. I just joined, so I have to get up on what we're talking about. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, no problem. All right. All right. Let's get
I'm
back to 7325. No problem. 732-539. Okay. So we're now looking at Governor Cuomo in New York saying that we need to have vaccination segregation. The New York Yankees and the New York Mets are going to have sections, one for vaccinated and one for unvaccinated. What's your
what does it remind you? What does it remind you of? You ever heard of Nazi Germany?
Yes.
We're going to have one side for the Jews. They have to be in one spot, and all the Nazis in another spot. Oh, and then we're going to make them put a little star on there, so we'll know that they're, you know, not one of us. Well, that's what's going to happen. Here's what I want to do. I want to segregate myself from anybody that's ignorant enough to have got this shot. You know, I don't want to be around them. I don't want them shedding on me or my family. They decided, they chose
Hello?
Their course, and they're going to have to live with it. And you know what? There's nothing. Once you take that shot, you can't undo it. It's done. There's no treatment. You're going to have a synthetic, genetic modification in your cells, hijacking your cells and telling your cells to do something they would never, ever do, and that's make a viral protein.
Well,
hello?
What's happening?
Is anyone there?
Yes, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I didn't hear the question. When I asked the question, I couldn't hear after that. But I do have another question, a very quick one, and that is about if someone gets a shot one time and they don't get the second, what's that mean?
They're better off. They're bad off to begin with, but they're better off than not getting the second shot, which is just going to aggravate things even worse. Every time they get that, that's going to stimulate their cells to produce an abnormal viral protein to which their immune system's going to go haywire and cause what is called an antibody-dependent enhancement reaction, which is going to lead to a severe reaction next time they're exposed to the virus in the wild.
Right.
That
so don't do it.
Somebody
right.
with a. Okay, so the first shot, are you halfway going to be all right? I know somebody who had a bad reaction.
You're not going to be better off than somebody that gets two or three. What's going to happen? What's happening right now? What's happening right now is people that have received this injection, this experimental injection, we're seeing that 60% of people coming down with COVID in the 19 in the last month, guess what? Have had the vaccine. Have had the injection. What does that tell you? It doesn't work. Folks, why would you stand in line to take something that is not what they're lying to you? It's not a vaccine. It's a genetic, it's an experimental genetic modifying injection. They're sticking in your body. They've lied to you saying it's a vaccine and it's not. It's all experimental. They don't know the long-term adverse effects except what they did in animal studies year before, and that was a horrible outcome, leading to the death of the test animals. So we know that, and we already know it's causing a host of health problems. I know of so many people that have had adverse reactions to this already, and the stupid doctors out there, the conventional doctors, say, well, you're supposed to have a reaction to it. If I'm healthy, why do I want to go put something in my body that's going to make me sick, that's not going to prevent me from getting – I mean, it's making me sick. It's like people that go, well, I took the flu shot, but I got the flu. Why take the flu shot? I'm 70 years old, sir, and I've been in practice for the last 46 years, and I've seen over 40,000 patients in emergency room and in my office. I've seen them with viral and bacterial pneumonia, viral and bacterial dysentery, viral and bacterial meningitis, staph infections, strep infections all over their body, Pseudomonas infections and tuberculosis. Guess what? I didn't wear a mask one day I never got sick. I never quarantined or took it home to my family. This thing is so blown out of proportion. It's a organism. This virus is no, it has no worse than a bad case of the flu. If nobody had said anything about COVID, everybody would say, well, it's a bad case of flu this year. That's about all it is, because the survival rate is 99.987%. That means 0.02% of the people that get it down. Those are people that are average age of 80 who have three or four comorbidities, other health issues. That's what happens to old people. They die of infectious diseases. That's what happens. And 50% of them are in the nursing home. That's what happens when you go to a nursing home. People don't go to a nursing home to get well. They go there because they're terribly sick and somebody's got to take care of them around the clock. It's the last place you go before you die. That's just cold hard facts. I'm not being cavalier. In the last year, 20% of the people that died in America in 2019 were nursing home residents. 20%, 500,000. Hello, what does that tell you? That tells you, so they're making a big deal. All these people in nursing homes are dying. Well, guess what? Now that they're giving the injection, they're having a higher rate of people dying in nursing homes than they had when they had COVID.
Yep.
But they're not reporting this. Why aren't they reporting it? It doesn't go along with the narrative. They want to keep all the sheep scared to death of wolves. What you need is lions, folks. You need to be lions, and you need to growl at these sorry SO guns, son of a gun. You need to growl at them and just tell them to go hanging on their beak. They're a bunch of bullies. They're on a bully puppet, and you got to stand up and say, I've got God-given unalienable rights and liberties, and you're not going to trample on them. And that's what
that's
you
right.
got to do. If you're not willing to do that, then, you know, then don't gripe at me if you get terribly sick or something. Somebody dies. We just had a fella call in yesterday, a mother call in, didn't want her son to have to take this injection. He's at an Ivy League school. Did I already tell you this?
Go ahead. We have other listeners that are just coming.
Well, he's at an Ivy League school, and his best friend went out and got – his best friend is on the same baseball team with him. It was required to get the injection. He got the injection a month ago and got it repeated it last week, called his dad and said he was feeling sick. His dad went by, and he was dead.
Wow.
24.
254-654, another question for Dr. Hosey?
Dr. Hosey.
Hosey, excuse me.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I had the virus back in June, and I recovered.
Right.
But I also had an underlying condition, which was bone marrow cancer, but I still survived it. My question is, my doctor recommended that I do not get my shot. First doctor that's ever told me that.
Good for him.
Yeah,
good
and I
him.
Agree
I
with him.
It.
I'm not getting it.
You've already contracted the disease. Why do you need to get an experimental injection that doesn't protect you when you've already had the disease?
Yes.
You don't. You've already been vaccinated. You've developed natural immunity.
Right.
Yeah.
You,
I agree.
Doctor. Tell him he gets kudos from Dr. Hosey.
Dr. Hosey, what's going on in India? India, after they started vaccinating more individuals, that's when this
Hello.
Oscar.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what's happening. They had more people vaccinated than India, than any nation in the whole world, and now they're saying, "Well, people are getting sick with COVID." Guess what? I haven't seen the study, but I'll guarantee you, it's all coming from that, from the experimental COVID-19 injection they've been giving these folks.
Definitely. 908-433. Do you have a question now?
I have about five more minutes because I have another call. I'm going on another call
in five minutes.
Another radio.
I do have a question.
I know.
I'll make it quick. So the shedding people that have gotten vaccinated, they're everywhere and they're all over where I work, everywhere. Friends, all of my husband's friends have been vaccinated. I have started, I'm going to cry because I've started having issues with bleeding. Because of this, I think, because I shouldn't be bleeding, and I am, So what do we do to protect ourselves and our daughters? Because my daughter is actually, all of her friends are vaccinated, and she's having some issues now. And it's freaking me out, and I just don't even, what do? You can't sit in your house forever.
Well, ma'am, let me just say this. If you, this proves the point that Reuben wanted to talk about. Now, let me just ask you, had you gone through the change of life? Had you gone through the menopause?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so you've gone through the menopause. Now you're starting to have menstrual bleeding.
And cramping. And, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let me say this. This is more, you know, you need to see your gynecologist and make sure you don't have an underlying cancer, because we always think about a woman that's menopausal that starts to bleed. We got to make sure she doesn't have a cancer. Now, if you get that checked out and everything's okay, then you've got to say, what has changed? You've been around people that have received this vaccine and they're having the spike protein and you're being affected by that. So what do you do? Well, if you want to, only God knows if it's doing that to your body, what else is it doing to your body, your mind, your brain, and everything? As far as I'm concerned, if you decided to get this particular injection, then, you know, that's your story. Don't ask me to hang around you or be around you. I'm just going to say I've got friends, and all my friends that I hang around with, they don't get it. We're fine. My family doesn't get it. So I'm going to hang around with people that don't have it. All the, you know, I just don't hang around with people that don't have good sense.
Yeah, I know. But I work, and everyone in the office has gotten the shot, you know, all my husbands. So
well, then go get another. Go find another job or go work for yourself. Be an entrepreneur. Get the heck out. Why would you expose yourself to that? There's no sense in it.
But
is
that what's happening? Are these whatever's coming out of them,
yes,
spike proteins, are getting into us?
Yes.
And there's no way to get rid of them from in us now? Is it the same as taking the shot?
I don't know any way. Obviously, they're adversely affecting you. If you're having post-menopausal bleeding, that is extremely abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
And that can't lead to anything but serious problems.
How about
cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I hate to bring you that news. I hate to be, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you, this is what's happening. And these lemmings, these people are like the followers of Jim Jones. Hey, drink the Kool-Aid. Come on, everybody, drink it. And 895 people drank the Kool-Aid. The lemmings charged on the shore. You got to decide what you're going to do. Are you going to be an independent thinker and just, I'm done with them. I've been done with them. I don't like to be around people that wear a mask. Whenever I see anybody in a mask, I go up and say, why are you wearing that mask? Are you a criminal? The only people I know who wear masks are criminals. Take it off. The governor said you don't have to wear it. Oh, you're right. You know.
Doc, can you provide the website?
Yeah, I can.
And
this
your
is
book?
Dr. I will. And my book, I've written 4 books, but the ones you want to get are Hormones, Health, and Happiness, or you can go get – do a 180, and you can call my office at 281-698-8698, 281-98-8698, or go to Hotsey Health and Wellness Center, Hotsey Health and Wellness Center online. I've got and you just go to DuckDuckGo and go to any one of the internet providers and just type in Hotsey, Hotze Health and Wellness Center. And guess what? You can pop on, and that'll be my website. You can look on there. But if you call, you tell them you listen to me on Ruben Torres's show and that you want a copy of that book, and Dr. Hotsey said he'd send you the book free of charge and free delivery. I want you to have it so you can get yourself on a path of health and wellness naturally. So as you mature, you enjoy a better quality of life.
Right. And how about the radio show, Dr. Hotsey?
Well, you can go to my podcast. Go to my
podcast,
Hotsey. Dr. Hotsey's Wellness Revolution. Dr. Hotsey's Wellness Revolution. We were on radio for 15 years. We've gone to podcast now, and you're well aware that, you know, radio listening audience has gone down. People are turning on podcasts, and they're going other places. So we've decided to create our own podcast.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. Again, I know you have multiple interviews coming up, and we'll definitely bring you back.
Well, listen, Ruben, thank you. It's a pleasure being with you and your listening audience. And just remember this, two things I want to leave you with. One, don't be full of fear. God hadn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. And the second thing, stay as far away from that experimental genetic modifying injection as you would a rattlesnake in West Texas.
That's well said. Well said, Dr. Tussie.
Okay,
good luck,
friend.
And we'll be
God
talking.
God bless you all.
All
okay,
right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Definitely. So I believe that one of the things that we need to focus on.
Can't hear you. Anyone there? Hello?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Well, I guess it's me and you. I don't know what happened to the sound.
I don't know what happened to it either. That was a very interesting show.
Yes, it was. And I'm the one that's not going to take the shot. Yes, very.
I haven't taken it. No, I won't. I don't even get the flu shot. Are you kidding? I don't get any of that.
I'm allergic to a lot of synthetic stuff, and that's one that I think I would be highly allergic to. So I'm not getting it. I already had it, and I have no plans on ever getting it.
Yeah, I don't trust any shots that are given, especially when we don't know what's in them. And now, listening to this, I definitely will not get a shot. But I'm around all the people, like you were saying, all the people that have got the shot. I tried to warn them, but they didn't. They didn't listen, and they think they, they're all jumping for joy on Facebook. Oh, I got the vaccine! It's not one, but oh, hooray!
I'm not getting it. The only reason I'm not getting it is because I'm already getting a chemotherapy that's already antibody anyway. And I don't need to, because I have bone marrow cancer, so I don't need any more stuff in my body that's already foreign anyway.
Oh, no. Just God bless you. I hope you get better. That's all I can say.
I'm doing well, considering, I thank God, I'm doing great. I do everything. I'm always active.
All right. I'm back on the air. I'm back on the air. We have some.
We've been having a conversation without you.
Technical difficulties that happen with technology, but I think Dr. Hotsey, if I may interrupt, Dr. Hotsey basically clarify the shedding aspect of it and what's happening to a lot of folks that believe that the whole situation with shedding is not real. It is real. And you just have to be very careful with the people that have been vaccinated. So tomorrow we have another great program, cryptocurrency. Please join us. And everyone who did not get a chance to ask questions today, tomorrow will be another day. Good night. God bless America. And we'll be talking soon. Bye.